You see, the reaction of Pharaoh was catastrophic on both Aaron and Moses and the many people they were talking on behalf of. In fact, like you'll see, the people can't understand this God. Because Pharaoh has gotten annoyed, he actually gives instructions that they still must make. They were making bricks. Maybe they were making bricks for this, the famous buildings that have lasted for thousands of years that we hear about in the wilderness of Egypt. And they were to make so many bricks per day. But then some other people were supposed to give them straw and the other things that they can make. They were told, no. Go and look for your own straw and still make the same number of bricks. In other words, they were in trouble. But that trouble was not as big as the trouble Moses has caused them to get into. You know, that's part of the problem of your team. You need to tell your team way in advance the implication. I still remember asking a young man, an agent, land agent, who promised to get me a piece of land. And he told me the process in the Minnesota land, that's more than, that is in the early 1990s. The process that is followed is such that it will be a very slow, impossible process unless along the way you give money that has no receipt. He didn't call it a bribe. He called it money without a receipt. Told him, never. It cannot be done. It will not be done. Then he said, you'll be very slow. I said, I'm ready. You need to let the person know that you are ready for the consequence. That their threats will not make you change. Because for sure, there will be threats, and the threats are not empty threats. They could carry them out. In the case of Pharaoh, he accurately supplied his threat.